household goods. And we just left off with frying pan. What kind of light do you use? Will you go out to the barn or out to the truck at night, and you not your flashlight, an older kind of a light.
Lantern.
What kind? Okay, a lantern. What kind of fuel?
Kerosene.
Kerosene. Okay. Did you? Was there any other name for lantern?
Some of you might call a lamp.
Okay. And what would you call a makeshift lamp?
A fire trap.
A fire trap. Oh dear. Okay. I really don't know what this is, but when you've got guests, let's pretend you've got all of your children and grandchildren come to stay with you all at once, and they all want to stay in your house. You've got some on the bed, some on the couches. Where do you put the rest of them?
On the floor.
On the floor. Now, if they sleep there, would you make anything special for them on the floor, or would you just put them on the floor?
I'd just give them a quilt and let them sleep on the floor.
What kind of beds did you sleep on when you were young? Did you all sleep in one big bed, or did you have little mattresses, or did
no,
you have roll-up
things? There was enough of us boys that were close enough together that we usually had two of us sleep together in the bed.
Mm-hmm. Keep warm in the winter, too. And what kind of cover do you put over your pillows?
Quilts. Oh, on the pillows?
Mm-hmm.
Pillowcase.
Okay, and over your bed?
A bedspread.
A bedspread. And so, is there a difference for you between quilt and bedspread?
Yes.
Okay. The bedspread is just the pretty one over the top.
It just covers the quilts.
Okay. And the quilts is what keeps you warm. The wool ones. Okay. Now this word, I'm not sure what it is. Number 17.
Sugan. I don't know.
Sugan. Okay. I don't either, so. I think it's some kind of a dresser or something. Well, since you don't use it, it doesn't matter. So. Okay. These are the things you screw in to your lamp.
Light bulbs.
Okay. And what's that over there? The big...
Television.
Okay. And when you go outside and it's cold, you put on a...
Coat.
A coat. And when your wife is making a messy meal, she puts something over her dress so she won't get dirty.
She puts an apron.
And what kind... Does she have different kinds? Like, does she have a cooking apron?
Yes,
and
she has a cooking apron and...
Just mainly what she uses for aprons. Do you wear aprons ever when
yes,
you're out
working?
What kinds?
I usually use a cooking apron. I cook at home.
Do you? And when you go to church and you've got to blow your nose, you take this out of your pocket?
A handkerchief.
Okay. And when you're going out and you've got to feed the horses or you're going to get dirty, what do you put on to wear?
Usually my overalls.
Your overalls. And those are what kind of clothes?
Bib overalls. My work clothes.
Your work clothes. And what would you call those your? What other nicknames or names do you have for your work clothes?
My bibs.
Your bibs. Your grubbies.
My grubbies.
And what about during the cold season? Do those clothes change? Do you add anything to your work clothes?
Oh, I just wear my long handles and, and a heavier coat.
Okay. So your winter clothes, what about when you go to church and it's winter and it's cold? What do you wear underneath?
Well, I usually wear my underclothes, my garments, and then my suit and shirt, and I usually wear an overcoat in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear long johns ever?
You betcha. Everybody does in this country.
Do they have the drawer in the back? I mean, do they have the buttons with the...
No.
Oh, okay.
Just a
slit. Okay.